I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 2nd. There were 4 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. The active case total is 174. The city's positivity rate has dropped to 2.75%, and the 2-week daily average is 17.5. Quincy remains in the yellow category on the risk assessment map, and there have been 146 deaths. The Quincy City Council approving $2.1 million from the city's sewer and drain rehabilitation fund for emergency repairs to the culvert that carries the town brook under a portion of Bigelow Street in Quincy Point. Officials last night okayed that funding during their remote meeting after DPW officials warned that the culvert is in danger of collapsing. Quincy Veterans Services Department is being honored as COVID-19 heroes. The City Council last night praised Director George Nicholson and Graves Registration Officer George Bouchard and the entire staff for their efforts at helping the city's veterans during the pandemic. City Council has been opening their meetings by honoring COVID-19 heroes for several months. A proposal to rename a portion of Glover Avenue in North Quincy to Father Heary Way remains on the table after Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci objected during last night's meeting. The proposal from Mayor Thomas Koch was made as an ordinance, but Palmucci said he was concerned that only Catholic priests have streets named after them in Quincy. Palmucci's comments drew criticism from Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy, so Palmucci objected, putting that item on hold. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will deliver his annual State of the City address next Tuesday outside at the Hancock's Adams Common in Quincy Center, weather permitting. Koch will speak next Tuesday at 11 a.m. and is expected to highlight some of the things he spoke about during his most recent inauguration. Specifically, the mayor will reiterate his plan to tear down the Monroe Building next to City Hall and put up a new 15-story office building that will house city departments and provide a new home for Quincy College. A Brockton man has been indicted on charges that he caused a fatal 4-car crash in Pembroke last summer that left an elderly Quincy woman dead. Randy Campbell faces multiple charges for the July crash on Route 3 North in Pembroke that claimed the life of 87-year-old Nancy Chamberlain. Prosecutors say a car driven by Campbell rear-ended the car that Chamberlain was a passenger in, causing it to veer off the road. She died at South Shore Hospital. Prosecutors say that Campbell was high on cocaine, fentanyl, THC, and methadone. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Tuesday, March 2nd.